prescription medications and sundries, and a $1 and $2 section with a big selection of items at super saving prices. Locally owned and operated, Mike and the friendly staff are looking forward to helping you with all of your pharmacy and medical needs. COVID home testing kits are available now at Portland Prescription Shop, 705 South Broadway. Hometown service, convenience, and free local delivery. Shop the new Postal Annex at Portland Prescription Shop, offering U.S. Postal Service, FedEx, and UPS mailing and shipping.
Music, news, talk, and sports. WQKR Portland, 1270 AM and 101.7 FM.
Hey, welcome back, Sumner County. Welcome to the second half of this special two-hour Loyal Opposition. I am your host, Len Asante, and I am here today with the irrepressible...
Michelle Hartman.
Hey, everyone. Give some applause to Michelle.
How did we talk you into doing a two-hour show?
Well, the first hour was pre-recorded, so it wasn't that hard at all. It was easy to talk me into it. All right, so what is going on this Wednesday afternoon? It is 85 degrees and cloudy.
It's nice and cool today.
Yes, comparatively speaking, it's down to a low moderate 85 degrees and cloudy. Thunderstorms are coming our way, folks. They are. I just looked at the
any minute.
I just looked at the WQKR live radar screen here, and it's showing storms moving from the southwest, moving through Nashville and up our way. So make sure everyone gets home and gets buckled down. It's going to go down to 72 tonight. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high of 86 and a low of 69. So another cool spring day, I guess.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. What's going on the show today? Well, today we got a lot going on. We've got some useless trivia that I've got to share with you all. Michelle is here to talk to us about a very special summer camp experience that she is part of every year. We've got a bunch of announcements about what's coming up on the show in future weeks. We've got a recorded interview with Gloria Johnson running for U.S. Senate. Yep, Gloria is great. We're going to hear from her. And then we've got congressional candidate Lori Bergman joining us live in the studio and down in a little while. So lots of fun stuff. So let's get right to it. Starting off with trivia. Did you know, Michelle, did you know that Venus is the only planet that spins clockwise?
I did not know.
In the solar system, at least. In our solar system.
And that's just the type of trivia that I do not retain or make room in my brain for.
So the next time you're at a bar, I want to make a bet with the person sitting next to you. Okay. Did you know that Finland has more saunas than cars?
I'm not surprised. I have heard that there's lots of saunas, but more than cars? Can you imagine there being more than anything? Anything more than cars in the United States?
Exactly. In the United States, where I think the most of anything we've got is cars, right? This one I wasn't sure of, but Roger, our producer, who's definitely smarter than he looks, Roger knew this one, that avocados are fruits, not vegetables.
And that's because they have a seed.
That's exactly what Roger said. Yes, exactly. That's because they have a seed.
It's like tomatoes. That's why they're the tricky one, right?
If you jumped into a hole in the ground that went all the way to the center of the earth, it would take you 19 minutes to fall that far.
Wow.
19 minutes. You're talking thousands of miles. It would take you that.
Crazy.
Yeah. And the last one, which I think is the weirdest one, and I need to text. I'm going to do the test at home to see if this is true. It says here that lemons float, but limes sink.
Oh, I've never tried that.
Try that out. If anyone has any experience with floating and sinking lemons and limes, be sure to text us at 516-440-6310. That's 516-440-6310. And tell us our live lemon story.
Floating eggs?
No, what about floating eggs?
If an egg floats,
it's done, right?
It's bad egg.
Bad egg.
Yep. Okay. You don't want the floater, so. You know, if you have
That's true in many things in life, isn't it?
You don't want the floaters. You don't know how long an egg has been in the coop, you know? So you have
I suppose.
To float them.
Speaking of chickens, how are the bees doing? You still got
We're
the bees?
We're down to one hive.
You're down to one hive?
Yeah, we had some pests over the winter, some hive beetles. And then we had another hive that was in a swarm trap that Ronnie saw, so I don't know if they're still in there or not. So we could potentially have two.
Okay.
He's been gone a lot, and he is the one who
he's the keeper of the hives.
Splitting them and taking care of them and all of that. So hopefully when he gets off the road here, well, he'll be home next week for at least a month. We're hoping we might have a plan to keep him off the road, so we'll see if that works out.
Well, that'd be great for you. That'd be great for the bees.
Mm-hmm.
There are about 20 hives at sitting on the campus of Vol State right now.
Oh, nice.
They're gigantic, big boxes that are just laying out in the field. I don't know the story behind them. I know someone asked us to store them there for a while. And so there are big signs at the entrance to the field that say, "Danger, bees."
Yeah, interesting place to ask to store your bees.
Yeah, I do not know the full story.
I mean, they have to have a Vol State connection, obviously. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and as far as I know, we're not starting any beekeeping program. Well, I suppose that might be a good thing, right? I mean, we got issues with the bees, don't we?
Yeah, it would be a great thing, and bees do thrive in urban areas with a little help from us. Right. So it could potentially be really fun to have at the college.
And I've been told that honey is good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, honey is good for you. Right? And if anyone knows about honey, it would be Michelle Harbin. Right?
Might have
Harbin Hollow.
Handled some honey.
Hey, did you see that the Portland Chamber of Commerce has got a new boss?
I did.
And I'm betting that you know her.
Yes, Emily. She previously worked for CEMC. She was one of their business development people. And so I saw her frequently networking events, and I think she's going to do a great job. So I'm excited
for Portland Chamber. Awesome. I think we need to get her on the radio.
Talk
about what's going on in Portland.
Absolutely.
Okay. Sure. Portland, the Chamber of Commerce being right next door to the station here. Okay. So, Michelle, you've been out of town for a week, and you went and did something that you do every year, at least every year that I've known you practically. You went to summer camp.
Yeah. So let's see. When did I meet you, Lynn? I think I probably...
98, 99,
yeah.
Somewhere
yeah,
in there?
Yeah, so this would have been after I met you. It was 2005.
Okay.
Was my first year. And I was still bartending and attending. I hadn't graduated. No, I had just graduated from Ball State. I graduated... technically in December of 04, I believe, something like that, or maybe December 05, maybe I had a semester left. Anyways, that's not important. I was still bartending and had some friends that I worked with, and one girl that I did Bud Light Girl promotions with, and they went to this summer camp every year, and back then it was with the Muscular Dystrophy Association, and you may remember... Labor Day, Jerry Lewis, Jerry's Kids.
Sure, the telethon.
Yeah. So that telethon is what, that's what it supported, was the Muscular Dystrophy Camp, well, Muscular Dystrophy Association, but one of the biggest expenses is the summer camp they do every year. So from 2005 to 2011, when I was going to this camp, it was Muscular Dystrophy Association. So it was kids ages 5 through 16, and they all had one of the, I believe there's, I can't quote this for sure, but I believe there's like 40-something types of muscular dystrophy.
Oh, wow.
And so kids aged 5 through 16 all had some form of muscular dystrophy. We did a lot of fundraising with the Muscular Dystrophy Association locally, and the problem with that is all your money goes into a national pot. And so it doesn't matter how much you raise or how hard you work, that goes into a national pot, and your organization still gets the same amount of money as wherever else. And so that was kind of frustrating to a big group of us as volunteers. And we wanted to extend the camp and make it available to adults as well, and not have the kids age out at age 16, and maybe welcome in some other disabilities. So in 2011, I was a part of a group of 12 people who set out to start our own nonprofit. And we've still been putting on the summer camp. That's our big project every year. So since 2011, it has been the Alliance for Recreational Empowerment, which is ARE. So we say we are family, we are this, we are that. It's a good tagline.
Lots of possibilities.
And it's funny how I came up with the name. We wanted to do ARE for that. We wanted to do empowerment, and then I sat down with a thesaurus and came up with the other other letters. And the executive director still wants to cuss me because it's really, really long. The Alliance for Recreational Empowerment. But our mission statement is, the Alliance for Recreational Empowerment Foundation provides recreational and educational activities for people with physical disabilities with the goal of empowering them to be active, engaged members of their communities. Through local fundraising, ARE makes it possible for children and young adults diagnosed with a variety of diseases to attend and enjoy a week-long summer camp in Middle Tennessee. At the fully handicapped accessible camp, the children swim, ride horses, boat, and fish in a safe, barrier-free environment. And the biggest thing is that it's not all about the camp. We encourage and assist the campers to become contributing members of society. So we'll help them fill out their FOSFA and financial aid information, help them get their health insurance through the marketplace, help them with resumes and job interview training. And we celebrate graduations at camp this year. We had, I believe it was six people from pre-K up to college, and they all wore their cap and gowns. And Cooper graduated from kindergarten, so he got to walk the line, and we played pomp and circumstance. Like, we celebrate the educational wins and these contributions back into society. But
so what do you specifically, what is your job?
So as a volunteer staff member, I am on the social media and publications.
Of course.
Yeah, right. at the end of every week at camp, the kids, I wish I would have brought my binder to show you, gets a three-ring binder that is an annual, and it's got photos of everyone, all the cabins, pictures from throughout the week, our daily scheduled newsletter, which got all these little inside jokes and fun little Easter eggs in it, and then a directory of everyone from camp, every volunteer and every camper. So we produce that, and then I am the lifeguard at the pool.
Oh, okay.
So we have a handicap accessible pool, and we open that a couple times a day, weather permitting each day, and so that is my role. And this was my 20th year, missing a couple years for COVID. We did a virtual
camp. Oh, sure,
Only twice have I had to get a kid that was in trouble. One time, one just got kind of turned over on her back and couldn't get turned over and got her no problem. And this year, this was a child of a staff member, not with diseases. He kind of panicked out in the deep end a little bit. I could grab him from the side, but so it's not a very stressful job. It's only a 4-foot pool, but.
And where is this camp located?
It's in Gainesboro, which is
east of here
before you get to Cookeville.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But everything is handicap accessible. It's a camp run by the JC's Foundation over there in, I can't remember what county Gainesboro is in. Everything, all the showers, and there's ramps everywhere, and I can't remember what county. It's next to Grundy County.
DeKalb?
No, it's not DeKalb.
Smith?
Nope.
All right, well.
We're going to look it up.
Someone will find. Someone will remember it. Someone will figure it out.
We'll just look. Let's see. Jackson County.
Jackson County. There you go. Okay, yeah. That's one of ours. Okay.
But it's super rewarding. This year, I believe, we had...
How many kids?
About 70 people on camp on the campground. Probably 25 or 30 campers.
All right. Awesome. Yeah.
And it gives the parents a break, too, see?
Oh, sure, sure.
So they get a full week.
They get a week off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Mother's Day out for
a whole
week.
Yeah, and some of these kids are non-ambulatory. They are wheelchair-bound. They have feeding tubes. They need breathing treatments. You know, this is a big break for parents.
Right. Wow. And so, doing it again next year?
Yep. We've already started planning.
Already started planning for next year. Right? Yep. That sounds like Michelle Harbin for sure, actually. Yeah. All right. So really cool. That is excellent. If anyone wants to know more about this, maybe they have a kid who might be eligible.
Oh,
or...
yeah. That would be great. We are always looking to take new campers. We're always looking for counselors, too. Right. As you have kids come to you that need... public service hours for their to keep their Hope scholarships and things like that. I would always be interested in talking to anyone that might want to volunteer, particularly boys. We always need male counselors. They seem to be the hardest to find.
Really?
But thecampproject.org.
Thecampproject.org.
Yep.
Okay.
And that will tell you some more, and there's a link to donate should you feel extra kind today and want to give. Even $5, you know, it all adds up.
It definitely all adds up. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks for letting me talk about camp. It's also where I met my husband, or where we started
dating. Right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Camp romance.
There's been lots
the stuff
of camp
movies,
romances.
The stuff of PG-13 rated
and
movies
our
of
camp,
your.
Chaplain has been the officiant at many camp weddings, too.
All right. Two things before we take our first break. Item number one, a severe thunderstorm watch has been issued for Gallatin and the southern parts of Southern County. Storms are moving from the southwest to the northeast. They haven't got to Portland yet, but they will be here probably within the hour. So if you're out and about, you probably want to get not out and about. Finally, another piece of trivia, and this one I wish I could see it, but I don't think I ever could. The longest word in the English language is 189,819 letters long.
Oh, really? And I was going to say like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I'll have to do a little research on that one and get back to you. But while you think about that 190,000 letter long word, which probably no one has ever spelled correctly in their life, right? We'll be right back after these breaks. You're listening to Loyal Opposition here on WQKR.
The Sumner County Anti-Drug Coalition, an organization dedicated to ending drug abuse, is now the Sumner Prevention Coalition. But their goal is the same, helping Sumner County residents with drug abuse problems turn their lives around and get on the road to recovery. Their mission is to unite people with vision, commitment, and resources to provide solutions to eliminate substance abuse and make a difference for youth, families, and individuals in Sumner County. The coalition and its staff of experienced professionals in the field envision a healthy, safe, and thriving community, free from substance abuse of all kinds, tobacco use, prescription drug abuse, and underage drinking. Find out how the Sumner Prevention Coalition can help you, and you can help the coalition. Visit them online at sumnercoalition.org. That's sumnercoalition.org.
At the Law Office of Amanda J. Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. We have a team committed to helping you navigate the court system, whether you've been accused of a crime or you're going through a messy divorce and custody. Call our team to help you navigate this system. We are here to protect your rights, to demand your rights, to enforce your rights. 615-604-6263. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
WQKR. Christmas is coming, and Graphic Obsessions is your small-town Christmas wonderland. Shop our trees for personalized ornaments. See the new infant section, plus our women's area with Wrangler tote bags, purses, wallets, and belt bags. Graphic tees for the whole family. We embroider, screen print, and laser engrave to make it oh so personal. Graphic Obsessions is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and late till 7 on Thursdays, plus Saturdays from 10 to 1. Shop early and shop in your hometown.
Portland is pleased to welcome Cole Lumber Company to our business community. They will now be this area's leading supplier of building materials. Operating since 1946, Cole Lumber, with their 7 Kentucky locations, has selected Portland as their first operation in Tennessee. And we are glad to have them here. Cole is 100% employee-owned. It is their goal to provide all of their customers with both quality building materials and friendly service. From a staff that is both knowledgeable and experienced, serving the needs of both contractors and homeowners, from building a dream home to a weekend project, Cole Lumber has the knowledge, experience, and materials to help you. No matter what you want or need, visit Cole Lumber Company, 462 North Broadway in Portland.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Loyal Opposition, the show where you hear the other half of the story, where we do flagrant acts of broadcasting. I am your host, Len Asante. It is 5:21 p.m. and 84 degrees in Portland. Thunderstorms on the way. Next up, we have a special treat. Gloria Johnson, who is running for U.S. Senate, was in Sumner County on Friday, and I managed to sit down with her for an exclusive interview with her. And, well, you're going to hear that interview right now. So,
you're listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR with your host, Len Asante. And today we have a very special guest with us. We have Representative Gloria Johnson, who is running for the U.S. Senate. Welcome to the show, Representative Johnson.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Excellent. So you're on a 95-county tour of Sumner County.
Yes, this is our Sumner County stop. After this, we're headed to Wilson. But we've been to over 50 counties so far.
Over 50, okay, that's what I was going to ask, how many? Okay, and are you on track to hit all 95?
Oh, we're absolutely going to hit all 95 before the primary.
Excellent, which is, coming up pretty soon. Early voting starts in, 3 weeks?
Yeah, just a few weeks.
Wow, okay, so, wow. All right, so you've been out, sounds like you've been all over Tennessee.
Yeah.
How's the energy? What are you seeing out there?
The energy is great. I mean, people are really excited about this race. They're fed up with having two U.S. senators that aren't working for regular Tennessee families. You know, my opponent has voted against the Violence Against Women Act, voted against equal pay for equal work, voted against the child tax credit, which cuts child poverty in half, and voted against capping insulin at $35 and voted against negotiating drug prices for senior citizens. You know, Tennesseans deserve better. They deserve someone that's working for them, not someone who gets some of the highest amount of dollars from the NRA, from Big Pharma, or from Big Oil.
Actually, I heard you speaking a little while ago about the percentage of donations. I thought that was very interesting. Could you talk
about
that?
Yeah, absolutely. At the end of the last quarter, 76% of the money we raised came from Tennessee. My opponent has only 29% of her money raised coming from Tennessee.
So where does it come from? It doesn't come from Tennessee.
Well, it looks like most of it comes from Texas. Interestingly enough.
Texas?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Those folks
okay.
can't vote for her.
Ah, but the 76% of people who give you money can vote for you, right?
They can all vote for me. That's correct.
All right. It looks like we've also seen some movement in the polls fairly recently. There was a Vanderbilt poll out not too long ago that shows that the race is closing. Does that jog with what you were seeing, what your campaign is seeing?
Yes, absolutely. It's, you know, we, in every one of these counties, we have folks that show up every time that say, you know, I've been a Republican my whole life, but this year I'm voting Democratic. Typically, I always ask why, you know, what brings independents and Republicans to our campaign? Usually it's because of the Dobbs decision and because of gun violence.
Abortion folks, and guns.
Yeah,
sure.
Tennesseans, even though we have a strong belief in being able to have firearms, we also know that we can allow people to have firearms. For 30 years, they've been saying the Democrats are going to take our guns, and it hasn't happened yet. But what we can do is have common sense legislation like universal background checks, like safe storage laws, like reporting lost and stolen firearms, red flag laws, things that keep dangerous people from having guns temporarily. We can do this. It is constitutional, no matter what they say. It's already being done when it comes to domestic violence disputes.
Exactly, and the Supreme Court just ruled on that this morning in an 8-1 decision affirming that such laws are constitutional.
Absolutely, and Tennessee has very often been at the top when it comes to women being killed from violent partners.
And at the very top when it comes to kids being killed, I believe.
Right. And well, not only that, but you know, when we are talking about keeping our community safe and keeping our kids safe in their schools, we know gun violence is the number one killer of children everywhere. However, in Tennessee, children are killed at 36% more than the national average.
Wow.
And it's because of the lax gun laws, the way we have relaxed carry permits and all these things, and guns and cars, this is all contributing to us being 36% higher in children's death from firearms than the national average. We do not have to live like this. No other country lives like this.
And I can't imagine that most Americans would absolutely agree with you.
Right. Well, we've seen the polling in Vanderbilt. Mm-hmm. Most people believe, sure, you have a right to have guns to protect your family, and you have a right to have guns to hunt. But we can also keep our communities and our schools safe with the common sense laws that just remove guns from those dangerous people.
I ask this of every candidate I interview on the show here. Knowing I've tried myself a couple times, making the decision to run is never easy.
Right.
What was it for you? Was there sort of a single defining moment when you decided that, you know, enough is enough and I have to do something about this? Or was it sort of a gradual buildup over time that said, man, I really need to?
It was a gradual build over time. There was no one thing that made me go, we have to do this. You know, and I thought long and hard. You have to think seriously, because when you're talking about a statewide campaign that's totally different from my house district in Knoxville, you know, that's intense and it's a lot of work. But a statewide candidate, you have to be committed to that travel and traveling every day. And, you know, I thought realistically about what it was going to be, because I knew that I'm a person that's going to want to go all over the state and talk to as many people as possible. And that meant, to me, a 95-county tour. And so
state, that Memphis to Mountain City.
It is. And, you know, you try to set it up so you're going in order.
Sure.
But there's always something on the other side of the state that's a big, big event for, and you've got to get there. So there's a lot of back and forth. But I committed to that, knowing that it was going to happen. And just really happy to do it. And it's been an honor, because people had just an outpouring of support from all parties. And people want to support financially. They want to know, in addition, how can they help? What can they do? You know, they want to knock doors, make phone calls. We're already knocking doors and making phone calls and getting a lot of positive response. So I've just never seen this much excitement across the state of Tennessee. And
it's great to hear. I know you don't want to talk about specifics regarding fundraising, but Can we at least say that you guys are near where you want to be? You're in the ballpark. You're raising what you need to do what you want to do. And if so, how can we help get you some more?
Absolutely. I mean, it takes a lot of money to win a U.S. Senate race, and I think that's unfortunate because it shouldn't be about the money. I'd love to see publicly funded elections.
Yeah.
I think that's when you're going to get the best government, when it's, you know, each person can spend the same amount and not all these outside groups and everything, but we have to operate under the laws that we have. And so fundraising has to be a big part. You know, commercials are expensive, all of those things. And in order to compete, you need to be able, you know, we need to have those big teams and folks out knocking doors and making phone calls, doing digital ads and TV ads and all the things, and it does get very expensive. But ours is a grassroots campaign, and our donations typically average around
$27.
I don't take corporate PAC money. I just don't want to do that. I serve the people. I don't serve corporations. I am a public servant, and I'm elected by the people, and that's who I'm going to serve.
So if someone listening wants to give you $27 or perhaps a higher amount, what can they do?
They can go to the website and they can donate on the website digitally. A lot of people don't like to do that. But the website is votegloriajohnson.com. And they can also, on votegloriajohnson.com, they can find the address to mail a check to if they prefer to do it that way.
Okay, votegloriajohnson.com, all one word. No dashes, no periods, no hyphens, no nothing. Okay. All right. Well, listen, I know you have a busy day of traveling many miles ahead of you, so I want to thank you again for taking some time out of your schedule to talk to the people of Sumner County. We really appreciate it, and we hope that we will see you back in Sumner County sometime again, hopefully real soon.
I will absolutely be back in Sumner County.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after these words.
CEMC members, did you know CEMC now has an app? If you live in the CEMC service area, you can pay your bill, view daily usage, check your billing history, and more, all from your smartphone. Download the app today. It's easy. Just search for Smart Hub, all one word, in the Apple App or Google Play stores. For additional information, visit our website at CEMC.org and click on My Account. Cumberland Electric Membership Corporation, proudly serving our members since 1938.
Enjoy a harvest of values at Steve Austin Music at 115 Main Street in downtown Portland. With 25 years in business, they are gearing up for the best holidays ever. New merchandise arriving daily, so must clear out the old to make space for the new. Best values ever on fiddles, banjos, guitars, and band instruments. Special delivery with purchase of a piano. Layaway is available. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 11 a.m. through 5 p.m., Saturday, noon to 4. Call 615-323-0701 or stop by Steve Austin Music at 115 Main Street in Portland, Tennessee for small town service, values, and the best of everything.
Now you can join Planet Fitness and get the PF Black Card for zero enrollment, $24.99 a month, and get all the perks.
I love perks.
Do you love having access to 2,000 plus locations?
Yes.
Bringing a friend every time?
Hashtag friend goals.
And recovering with massage chairs?
Who doesn't?
Get the PF Black Card and feel fitacular. Zero enrollment, $24.99 a month. See club for details.
Worry about the weather? Want to know when a bad storm is on the way? Even a tornado? If you're a resident of Portland, you can sign up for the Code Red Weather Alert Program, a free service of the City of Portland. Once you sign up, you'll get emergency messages by telephone or email whenever there's an emergency, including evacuation notices, weather, bioterrorism alerts. To sign up, just go to the City of Portland website, www.cityofportlandtn.gov, or call City Hall at 325-6776.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to The Loyal Opposition. I am your host, Len Asante. We have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for the greater Portland area. These conditions are expected to last until 6:30 p.m. Rain is expected to start in 9 minutes, according to the radar. So, hope you all get home in time to beat the weather. All right, what's going on? We've got Lori Bergman with us now. Lori, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Len. I'm glad to be here.
Okay. Lori is running for Congress in the Tennessee 6th District in the Democratic primary, which is, wow, coming up pretty soon now, isn't it? Early voting starts, what, in like a couple
of
weeks?
July 12th.
July 12th.
That's
so
crazy.
Early voting starts in a couple of weeks.
Finally here.
So we want to talk to Lori about her campaign and what she stands for and what her issues are and how we can help her with her campaign. So, Lori, why don't we start off by telling us a little bit about yourself, especially focusing on, you know, why you decided to run. What, you know, what was the thing that kind of, was there something that kind of put you over the edge, or was it sort of a buildup of a bunch of things over time, you know?
Well, yeah. There's so many issues right now. It's hard to even know where to begin. But,
very true.
But the major one for me, my personal issue, is that I am a person with disabilities. And I was so sick and tired of hearing rich congressmen talking about cutting Social Security, all the programs for the elderly and the disabled, Republicans trying to get rid of SNAP, all these programs that I've actually had to use in the past when I was really ill and couldn't work. And they saved my life. And that was the first reason. Okay, the second reason is the women's issues, because I am a woman. And by the way, I'm the only woman in this particular race. And I
on either side, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, and I am the only woman, and that means I'm the only person with a uterus. So I think I'm better qualified to talk about the women's issues than the men are, even though...
Can we say that you are pro-uterus?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I am. And that's the other issue, because I myself have had to use reproductive health care because I had a miscarriage years ago. And it really makes me sad when I think that my niece has less rights right now than my grandmother had 2 years ago. And what I would have had to go through right now to get the help I needed, which wasn't a big deal in that time when I had a miscarriage. You know, they said you needed help, you go and you have the procedure done. And I hate that women now can't keep things private anymore, that we have to tell every little secret about our lives. But us women are sick of men not understanding how women's biology works.
Right.
And making all
yes.
the laws for us.
Yes.
Sick and tired of it.
You know, in fact, I just read this, I think I just read this yesterday, that there's actually, in the time since Roe v. Wade's been overturned, there's actually been more abortions than in a year than before, but they're harder to get. So
yeah.
If the goal of the quote-unquote pro-life side was to reduce the number of abortions by getting this law overturned, it didn't work.
The math has been that way. Anytime it's banned, it goes up, you know?
Exactly, because people will flock to where it's banned, and all of a sudden a lot of people are alive to the issue. You know, I think a lot of people thought this wasn't a big deal anymore. This was settled law. The Supreme Court had spoken. Roe was law of the land, but not really.
No, because even in Texas right now, I just read this article yesterday that more babies are dying, newborn babies are dying now than before, because they're making these poor babies be born and suffer and then die these horrible deaths.
Yes, these are babies that would have not been brought to term under the old law, but now. And that is, I saw that as well, and that's... And that's just, I mean, that's just sad. Imagine
cool.
being the parents of these poor kids,
yeah,
right?
Cool.
I mean, how awful. So, yes, it is cruel, inhumane, and it is not doing what that group thought it would do. So, yeah, a policy failure and a moral failure in my opinion.
That happens all the time. We see this over and over again. The Republicans make these laws and they don't consider the ramifications or what's going to happen. They just don't. They just see, in their eyes, right or wrong. They don't see the gray area, and they don't care, you know, what the ramifications are. And it's just, it's terrible. People suffer. And then we have to fight and fight and fight, and we get it reversed eventually, and we wasted all that time and that money.
Yep.
Right?
Exactly. Money and time that could have been better spent on many of the other issues that confront this country.
Right.
And there are plenty. Well, let's talk about, talk a little bit about the campaign itself, campaigning. I mean, what is it that you do? Like, describe a typical day or a typical week.
Okay, campaigning is hard.
It is.
It is so hard. And
Michelle, her territory is a little bit bigger than ours was six years ago.
Exactly.
Huh?
Yeah, we had like a small portion of a county, and she's covering 19 counties.
It's exhausting. I have to find people to drive me. I have a 30-year-old car. I'm a real grassroots candidate, folks. And please, if you can donate, please donate. I really need funds right now. anyways, I have to find people to drive me. It can take up to 3 hours to go one way. So a lot of times I'm just out talking to people. That's my favorite thing to do, is meet new people. And I try to go to every single county. I try to go to the rural counties as much as I can, because nobody ever comes to see them, and they really appreciate it. I was just in Jackson County, and they were so appreciative of me coming. I went to White County the week before, and we had a forum, us three Democrats that are running, and they were so appreciative of us coming. And so I love to do that, because I love to talk to new people. So that's the main thing is, for me, is talking to people, is just getting out there and talking. I do it at the grocery store. I give people my card. I do it at the gym when I go, although they don't want me to do it at the gym. They told me I can't do it at the gym anymore.
Yeah, I see where whenever I see you, you're carrying these little blue cards with you.
Yes, my cards. And so I try to do it everywhere. And when I go to a store and I forget to bring them with me, it upsets me, because I think, oh, just lost 5 people I could have talked to. So I like talking to people in person as much as possible. I have done some door-to-door, but with the extreme heat, I'm one of those people that has to be careful, and I did become very sick in the last couple of weeks from doing outdoor things. I was at the Pride Parade in Nashville. That about killed me. And then I did like a Hillbilly Festival and a Juneteenth Festival outside with the extreme heat, and it's really difficult for me, so I have to be more careful.
Yeah, we had the before the rain came, the Juneteenth Festival was pretty cool, though. I mean, not temperature-wise, but
yeah, that was
a lot of people there, right?
We had torrential downpours. The tent practically blew away, and then it stopped for a while. It was nice, and then it started coming again. So, but
and one of your co-candidates, Walter Chandler, who's running for state senate, I believe he came in second place in the barbecue competition.
Oh, very good. I didn't even know they were having that. Yeah, I talked to a lot of wonderful people, and they're having the same people that organized that are having another wonderful event in July. It's like a back-to-school bash.
I heard about that. Yes. Brenda Dotson was talking to me about that.
Yes.
And I think we're going to have her on the show at some point to talk about that,
great.
But
yeah,
when we get closer.
Wonderful. Yeah,
B. And friend of the show, also remember from the election a couple years ago, Brenda was the candidate that tied, and the county commission had a vote on who won that race.
Yes.
And Brenda came up on the short side of the vote.
Yeah, she
unfortunately.
Got cheated out of that.
Okay. Yep, she did. She did. That was the first act of the new and not improved county commission.
Exactly right.
Last time I went to one of those meetings, they almost got into a fist fight.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, it's very,
very uncivilized.
Very bad.
Yeah, it's uncivilized and just not good government.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. They need more Democrats.
You also said you went to Pride, to the parade in Nashville.
Yes. Yeah.
How was that? Didn't talk about that
parade.
Earlier.
I saw Gloria the Thursday before that, and then I saw her again. We marched in the parade together. That was wonderful. We were lucky. We were like the second one to go down the street, so we didn't have to wait. Most people were like a mile down in the line. You know what I mean? That was wonderful. I met so many wonderful people. And I just love going to the Pride parades. People are so kind and happy. And everybody supports each other. And then you may, like I was in one in Putnam County, and there were people with their microphones, you know, saying hateful things and doing all kinds of things. And the other people that, you know, the people that came to enjoy it were just being happy and pleasant and nice. And so anyways, I didn't see too much of that at the Pride Parade in Nashville, but it was really nice. There was like 200 vendors there or something.
Wow.
But it was hot. Oh, my goodness. It was so hot. But I met a lot of wonderful people and talked to people from all over the country, many visitors for it.
Yeah, this is an event. People come from all over. Yes. It's not just
125,000 people went to that event.
Wow. Oh,
holy cow.
That's great.
Yeah, there was a lot of people there.
If they all voted for you, you'd win in the landslide. I don't think we even have that many votes.
I didn't reach all those people, but I reached as many as I could. I wanted to go back on Sunday, but I was just too sick. So I was there for about 10 hours on Saturday. So.
Wow, that's hardcore. Yeah. I think that's hardcore.
I did my best.
All right, folks, we're going to take our final break right now. When we come back, more with Lori Bergman, candidate for Congress. And I believe we'll also be saying goodbye to Michelle at some point, because I know she's got to go get her kids. So we'll be right back. WQKR.
D.T. McCall & Sons, your one-stop neighborhood superstore for appliances and furniture. Stop by today at 1220 Scottsville Road in Lafayette, Tennessee. Cozy Lazy Boy Power Recliner, $7.99, and Lazy Boy reclining sofas, $11.99. Want a great deal on a bedroom suit? We have it. Dresser, mirror, chest, and queen bed, $1,099. Need appliances? We have them too. You can choose a Frigidaire gallery set, refrigerator for $6.49, dishwasher $2.99, range $5.29, and microwave for $2.99. GE washer, $569.99, and dryer, $549.99. Zero interest for 12 months through First Heritage. Free delivery and recycling within 125 miles of Carthage, Tennessee. Visit D.T. McCall & Sons today at 1220 Scottsville Road in Lafayette, Tennessee. Hey!
Why choose the Farmers Bank? We've been serving our community since 1912, and we still manage our business locally. This means that when you need banking services or a loan, we don't let a computer or someone thousands of miles away make our decisions. We make decisions locally. We visit with you in person. We shake your hand. We get to know you and your family. The Farmers Bank is a community bank built on trust and quality customer care and service. Visit us at any of our 11 area locations or online at thefarmersbank.net to see the Farmers Bank difference. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Ask any Portland Panther football player. Bumps and bruises are a part of the game, and sometimes the injuries are more serious and require physical therapy. New Life Physical Therapy, 705 South Broadway in Portland, is the official PT sponsor of Portland High School and Middle School football and is ready to be yours too. Create a new you with a visit to New Life Physical Therapy, 705 South Broadway in Portland. Call for an appointment today, 615-325-9007. When you need physical therapy, New Life will help you start feeling great again. This area's best Mexican food is now easier to find than ever before. A great Mexican meal awaits you at three convenient locations now instead of just two. Señor Fajitas Mexican Kitchen has a new location in Elk Grove, as well as Portland, and people are raving about their dinners and lunches. Tacos, burritos, fajitas, chimichangas, enchiladas, all the foods you love, done right and delicious every time. With chicken, beef, pork, even vegetarian entrees at Señor Fajitas, delicious sides, your favorite beverages, and great desserts. And now Señor Fajitas has three convenient locations, all just minutes away from where you live. 148 West Knight Street in downtown Portland, 123 Fairfield Road in Oak Grove, 1209 East Church Street in Orlando, Just minutes away from almost anywhere in Sumner County, you'll find Señor Fajitas and fine Mexican dining. Taco Tuesday, Fajitas Friday, but you never really need a reason to visit Señor Fajitas, just the opportunity to enjoy a good meal. Señor Fajitas, proudly presenting their newest location in Oak Grove.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You are listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR with your host, Len Asante. It is 81 degrees and thunderstorming in downtown Portland. And, man, it is coming down out there. It's coming down out there. So hopefully you're getting home, you're home or you're getting home soon. It's going to be a chance of storms for a while, and it's going to go down to about 72 degrees tonight. We are talking with Lori Bergman, candidate for Congress, and over the break we were talking about how many issues there really are in this campaign, in this election season, not just here in Tennessee, but nationwide. So I thought I would, the next question I would ask would be, what are your other issues of concern, things that you'd like to focus on when you win?
Oh, boy. Well, there's so many women's issues besides the abortion issue that I'd like to deal with. And I think we talked about that the last time I was here on your show. And child marriage is still allowed in 44 states. 33 states still have limits on to when you can turn someone in for sexual abuse when you've been abused. So those are two things we need to change because that's not fair. It's just ridiculous. And so anyways, that's more women's rights that I would like to work on.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about the gun issues. Okay, we did get a little bit of a win this week with the Supreme Court. They said that domestic violence people should not be able to have a gun. Thank you for that. Thank you for that common sense. Also, the Surgeon General has said today, or was it yesterday, that gun violence is a health crisis, is a nationwide health crisis for us. So I'm glad to see that.
I got to say, I'm glad he said that, but kind of like a big duh.
Yeah. Yeah, but you got to say it. They've got to pronounce it because now maybe we can do more about it because we said it was
right.
A health crisis.
Exactly.
Just like we had to say that COVID was a pandemic, you know, and see how serious it is.
And you know, folks out there, speaking of COVID, people are still getting, there's a new variant going around, and people are still getting sick from COVID, so do not forget about that. And my mom had COVID recently, and she's got that long COVID now, and she's feeling miserable, even though she's,
you know,
so stay safe out there, everybody.
Yeah. Wear your mask if you have to. I have my mask on right now. I have to do it when I go inside, and that's just how it is. And don't let people make you feel bad about it. Okay. Anyways, let's go back to the guns. I'm also, I just became an advocate for Moms Demand Action, and I'm very proud of that, and that is a group that is fighting against gun violence.
And as an advocate, what is it that you do?
Well, I tell about the program, of course.
Right.
I advocate for gun common sense restrictions and laws. And I talk about it and help people see that maybe we should ban assault weapons again and keep them banned, and also bump stocks, which was absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
What they did last week with the bump stocks, and those need to be banned again and permanently. And just so you folks know, Donald Trump is the one who had those bump stocks banned. So I thought that was very interesting.
Right. That was his administration that banned them after that mass shooting.
That's right. For years that the Republicans thought that we needed to ban that, and now all of a sudden they totally switched the other way, and we shouldn't have any regulations for
that. Oh, I don't know what that possibly could have happened in those 4 years.
Yeah.
So do you think that we can deal with the gun issue while still within remaining within the bounds of the Second Amendment?
Of course we can. Of course we can. I mean, you know, we got these originalists that always go back to the Second Amendment. Well, they had muskets back then. If you guys want to be that original, then we're going to give you all muskets, mm-hmm. and you can have one bullet at a time. It should be loaded 1 to 3 minutes and whatever. I mean, it's like, come on, we have to have common sense. That law was written 200 years ago, more than 200 years ago. We need to bring it into our century and interpret it that way. And they always forget about the part about the militia, too, right?
The well-regulated militia, yeah.
You never hear about that.
And the Constitution was written with its potential modification in mind. That's where we have the amendment process. Our founders knew that things would change.
Right. Right?
And over the years, we've had dozens of changes to the Constitution.
Right, but we have a lot of these originalists in the Supreme Court right now, and it's just insanity in my mind, absolute insanity. So anyway, and by the way, I stand with all the police and the veterans who think that assault weapons and bump stocks should not be on our streets and in our homes. I mean, just think about it. They have to go to work every day worried about these weapons.
Yeah, they have enough to worry about.
If we support the blue, don't you think we should protect them also from these weapons? That's what I say.
Makes sense to me. All right, we are just about out of time. So let me ask you, if people are interested in your campaign, if they want to learn more, if they want to donate, if they want to get in touch with you, what can they do?
Please go to my website. Okay, please. I really could use donations and volunteers right now. My website is Lori Bergman. Ooh, did you hear that? We got a mad storm.
They might have heard that through the microphone.
Lori is spelled with an E. That's L-O-R-E. And then Bergman.org.
Lori Bergman, all one word, no dot, no dash?
No.
All right.
Bergman.org. And my first name is spelled L-O-R-E.
Okay. LoriBergman.org. All right, thank you so much, Lori, for spending some time with us. We are just about out of time. Real quick tonight, couple of announcements, folks. No triple play sports tonight. I don't know if that's a weather-related thing or not, but no triple play sports. Next week on the show, we have an exclusive interview with Millersville City Commissioner Christina Templett, where we hope to get to the bottom and get some clarity on exactly what the heck is going on in Millersville. You will not want to miss that one. And then on July 10th, we talk with Tennessee Democratic Party's new executive director, Brian Cordova, and Megan Lang will be my co-host for that show. So, until next week, folks, you have been listening to The Loyal Opposition. Thank you so much for tuning in. See you next week on WQKR.
At the Law Office of Amanda J. Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. Being arrested doesn't have to be the worst day of your life. Being served with custody paperwork doesn't have to be the worst day of your life. It may feel that way, but if you have Amanda J. Gentry representing you, you can feel confident that you're going to have the best quality representation in all of Middle Tennessee. Amanda J. Gentry goes wherever justice demands. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
Whether you're on your way to work in the morning and looking to grab a quick breakfast, or lunch break and wanting something good and hot and quick, or just hungry and not sure what you want, the one place you can always find what will work for you is Kirby Stop Market, 905 North Broadway in Portland. They're open 24 hours a day, offer both takeout and Grubhub delivery service, and have the biggest selection of fast food of anyone in the area. Fast food or home-cooked Meat and two sides for just $6.49. Delicious Godfather's Pizza, three for $13.99. Fried chicken, chicken strips, livers and gizzards, hot barbecued and crispy wings, fish, potato wedges, onion rings, the biggest and best selection anywhere and always hot and ready to go. Plus, everything else you want or need from a truly convenient convenience store. Kirby Stop Market, 905 North Broadway in Portland. Get what you want when you want it. Pick it up or have it delivered by Grubhub. Kirby Stop Market, 615 315